Coyotes have become a common sight across many areas of Florida due to their generalist diet and ability to live in open habitats close to humans. They are one of the few animals that have substantially benefited from human alterations to the landscape. Dr. Jack Payne, Senior Vice President for Ag and Natural Resources at the University of Florida, says Florida is, of course, not the only state dealing with these animals.
I was just reading, I think it was in the New York Times, about what they call the eastern coyote, mainly north of Florida, that's been hybridized with Canadian wolves. So it's a problem throughout the United States. I spent a lot of my professional life out west. I've dealt with coyotes a long time. I have lots of coyote stories, but they seem to be doing well.
Coyotes have long been one of the predators most disliked by ranchers across the U.S., primarily due to losses of livestock. So Dr. Payne says a survey was recently done here in Florida.
Our faculty down at our Ona Ridge Cattle Research and Education Center just finished a survey of coyote attacks on cattle, and it's another problem that ranchers are facing right now. So it's something that we look at in terms of profitability on private land, a healthy cattle industry, and also a healthy environment, which means protecting the biodiversity.
Coyotes will remain a permanent part of Florida's environment, and thus it's necessary to understand the ag community's perception of the influence of coyotes on livestock and wildlife. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.